Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to talk with our Kansas dairy farmers about planning for the future. One of the things I think is really important for us to consider is what should happen if something happens to you or maybe one of your key employees on the dairy. If you're in a sole proprietor situation, probably need to have a heart-to-heart with your spouse and maybe the other heirs that are involved in the operation. Keep in mind on a dairy farm, you know, the cows continue to be out there, continue to need to be milked and cared for on a daily basis. So how we handle things like bills and the debt structure and the things that just have to be done every day on the dairy are very, very important that we have financial plans laid out that will allow the dairy to continue to operate. Even things like milk marketing in the case of a sole proprietorship may change at the death of the sole proprietor. Also, things like dairy inspection and how that looks if it is a sole proprietorship could also change. Sit down, probably find a very, very good lawyer. You might want to take a look at wills and trust and maybe even your business structure if this operation is going to continue into the next generation. How are you going to bring your children or other business entities along as you back out of the operation? If you are looking for some help on this, you might want to turn to our Ag Econ department here at K-State. In our farm management program, we do have some very excellent folks who have helped many, many families over the years make these turns in the road. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.